As we enter another day of the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, we want to check in with former Buffalo police officer Carrie L. Horn. We spoke last summer. She'd become an advocate for better policing after losing her job in 2008 because she tried to stop another officer from putting a chokehold on a suspect. We wondered, what's happened since we spoke? Well, a lot. First of all, the death of George Floyd. What must it have been like for her to watch that? Would she have tried to stop that? Then this week, Carrie L. successfully won her full pension through state courts. And last October, after Carrie L.'s 14-year campaign, Buffalo's mayor signed a law that would require Buffalo police to intervene if a fellow officer is using excessive force or face consequences. It's called Carrie L.'s Law. Carrie L., good to speak with you again.
Thank you. It's also good to speak to you.
Well, and we want to start for context with people who don't know the story. With what happened in 2006, I'm going to synopsize, forgive me, it'll be simple, but you and a fellow officer were flagged down, a couple was fighting, the wife said the husband was trying to steal a check. It immediately escalated, there were other officers there, in the house, pepper spray by the police was used. You helped push the suspect, David Neal Mack, outside of the house. There were officers then in the driveway trying to restrain him, and you saw one officer, Greg Kwiatkowski, put him in a chokehold. What did you do?
I yelled to him. I said, Greg, you're choking him, thinking whatever happened inside of the house, he was still upset about. So I thought by me yelling to him, that would bring him back to reality and he would realize that, you know, everything was under control. But he didn't listen. So I grabbed his arm from around Neal Mack's neck, and today Neal Mack lives.
Neal Mack was the suspect. Well, Neal Mack lives. You grabbed a fellow officer's arm. And is it true, as witnesses say, that that escalated into a fist fight, that you guys were actually exchanging punches in the driveway?
Yeah, so when I grabbed his arm from around Neal Mack's neck, he came up. He was in a crouched position. He came up and punched me in the face. So once he punched me in the face, then I got ready to try to defend myself, and two officers got in between us, and two officers pulled me back.
Okay, so this goes to, Carrie L., how hard it is to intervene. I want to pick up on that, but it goes to arbitration. You were found guilty. You were offered a suspension, which you refused. That's why you were fired. What were you found guilty of?
He basically said I tried to stop the arrest. There were two incidents, one inside the house and one outside the house. Outside is when he was choking him. Yeah. That's what I interfered with, but I had a duty to interfere with it.
Well, yeah, so let's talk about that, because the mayor of Buffalo now says that Carrie L.'s Law, named after you, something you fought for years, mandates officers stop others from excessive force. And it just codifies the requirement that already exists. It's called a duty to intervene. So even though you had a duty to intervene as an officer in 2006, when you did, it won you a punch in the face and you lost your job. That just tells us, even if there are laws, even if there are codes, there's another code that seems to override it. You, more than anybody, know how hard this will be for officers to do. Talk about that.
Well, I think that the climate is changing now, but crossing that blue wall is difficult because it's been like that for so long. But with the George Floyd case, with the Carrie L.'s Law, I think the climate will definitely change because officers will have a duty to intervene. So it won't just be a policy, it will be a law.
But then some officers might ask, well, is that fair? Because this then puts the onus on the officers who are standing by. Let's say they're rookies. Does this mean that those officers who don't intervene and stop a chokehold or stop something they think is excessive force, then they're the ones who are held responsible?
Absolutely. That's called accountability. And that's covered under Carrie L.'s Law. So you cannot stand by and watch another officer abuse or kill someone like in the George Floyd case or the Eric Garner case. You cannot stand by and watch it happen.
And is there also a concern that only officers can know the stress that they're under? You know, that thinking that it's a tough, tough job and that an officer would give a fellow officer a little bit of a break because they know about that stress?
If a suspect is in handcuffs, That lessens the threat. Then if you have several officers there, the threat is minimized. So to have to beat on a handcuffed suspect when you have help there, that goes beyond common sense.
Yeah. What would you say to the officers who worry about, you know, being a pariah?
I would say I would rather be an outcast not in jail than an outcast in jail.
The fellow who did the chokehold, did he go to jail?
Yeah, he did, but not for that. He continued to do it because he felt that he can keep getting away with it. And he eventually went to jail when he slammed the heads of four teens on a police car. Before that, he had choked another officer. He fought another officer. So he did several things in between the time and before the incident with me.
You're saying if you really love your fellow officer, the best thing you can do is stop them. And you may keep them from going to jail. What was it like for you, Carriol, to watch the George Floyd videotape?
It was very upsetting. Very upsetting to watch a man die. So it's like trauma over and over again. Like lynchings. Not a lynching from a tree. But when I see the pictures of a lynching and you see a mob around them and they're taking pictures with the body, I think that's really deplorable.
Was there a part of you who wanted to jump in and stop it? Would you have jumped in and stopped it?
I most certainly would have.
And by the way, what are you hearing? I mean, you know, you were threatened for a long time with your campaign. What are you hearing now from police? Do you get support?
I've gotten a lot of support, actually, throughout the country, especially now that a lot of the officers are retired. They're more willing to speak out. So I want officers to know that we are out here and we are working on laws to protect good officers. And you can go to carriolslaw.com to get more information of how you can have Carriol's Law passed in your state. We would like to make it a national law.
That's former Buffalo Police Officer Carriol Horn. Carriol, thank you so much.
And thank you.